God's people already had the commandment from the law of Moses, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus now gives a new commandment. It does not negate or contradict the law of Moses, the command to love God with our whole being and to love one another as we would want to be loved. It's a greater commandment that Jesus gives, to love just as he loved us. The better we know Jesus, the better we will know that kind of love. The more we learn about the love of Jesus, the greater chance we will have to pass that on to those around us. You will remember the meaning of the word disciple. Disciple means pupil, student, or learner. To follow Jesus is to be a disciple, to gain more and more knowledge every day as we walk with him. Jesus wants us to experience this growth. He has sown the seed of love into the world and into our hearts, and he wants them to sprout, to grow, and bear fruit to the world for the glory of God. So this is not just a command from the Lord. It's a vision of the kind of impact we can have in participating in the kingdom work. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. This is how the world will experience the love of Jesus, through the love we manifest to them. People will experience the love of Christ through our acts of love. In other words, God's love comes through his people. That is God's plan, that we discover more and more of his love for us, and we discover more and more love for those around us. Jesus reminds us that this is discipleship. The beauty of this mission to love as he has loved us is something we are always going to learn about. We will never exhaust the depths and riches of God's love for us in Christ Jesus. And we will never stop finding new ways, creative ways, of extending that kind of love to those around us. And I believe that our lack of love is due to complacency and pride. We do not always see the famine in the world for the love of God that's all around us. Or we think that because we have correct theology, that there's not much really more for me to learn. We should never be content with this lovelessness. That is how the world will come to know Jesus, Jesus himself says. If we belong to Jesus, there will be a curiosity about God's love for us. We will be teachable. There will be a growing desire to show others just how radical and out of this world God's love truly is. Jesus says elsewhere, look around you and see how the fields are ripe for harvesting. Watch the news. Listen to the conversations you hear. See the lack of love, the lovelessness in people's lives. Hear the stories in this community and around the world, how desperately this world needs God's love. There are countless of people around us and throughout the world who have never encountered anything like the love of God. Unconditional love, sacrificial love, eternal love that we have with Jesus. And as believers, and even as his disciples, we've only begun to scratch the surface of how much love God has lavishly poured out upon us. We've scarcely had a glimpse of the love that he has in store for us. Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor heart imagined what God has prepared for those who love him. We're on a journey of discovery together to learn and to love. We love because he first loved us. By our love, those around us will experience God's love. By our reaching out to those around us, people will see the Savior who also reached out, who humbled himself, leaving his heavenly throne, taking on humanity in the incarnation. By our desire to grow and to learn and to discover, they will see Christ, who grew in stature both before God and before people. By our empathy and compassion for others, they will see Jesus, who was moved to tears and troubled greatly by the grief of others and the brokenness and the sin of the world. By our welcoming those who are different from us, they will see the Messiah who tore down the walls of hostility and discrimination that's between peoples. By our acceptance of people who are weighed down with their wounds and their sins, people will see Jesus who did not come for the righteous, but for the unrighteous. The world will see that in Christ there is no distinction. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift. By our inviting others to the font where they can experience the washing of water, the Word, and the Holy Spirit through baptism, they will see their adoption into the family of God, our forgiveness, and cleansing from all our sin. They will hear him who says to us, "You are my beloved children." By our feeding the hungry as we do in community meals, or bring healing to the body through the foot clinic, by visiting and praying for people who are sick, people will come to know Jesus, who delivered people from their demons, healed them, body and soul, and even raised the dead. By our preaching, by our teaching the Word of God, others will come to know the Word made flesh. We'll all grow in the wisdom of Christ. Even through the bread and the wine at this table, people will see the Savior who gives his body and blood for forgiveness and eternal life in our eating and in our communing together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.